Michigan for the next 10 minutes because you guys got to go back and play.
Then we'll... life's tough, you know. We got Tom on the line now.
Pardon me?
We got Tom Minnelli on the line.
All right, Tom Minnelli, who is lead and rhythm guitarist, also does backup vocals. All you guys dropped out of CMU. What's the deal?
I don't know, man. They kicked us out.
Oh, I could believe it. Too much force on the campus. Huh?
Now, hold it a second. Brian's dad was... No, it was Tom's dad was vice provost as you were going there, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Hot diggity dog.
And they kicked you out?
They kicked you guys out?
He loved it when I got kicked out, for sure.
No, we didn't get kicked out. Tom don't give us a bad name.
He probably handed you that comment.
We were just, we were playing too much. You know, we started out doing the fraternity stuff. And once we got, doing a lot of club gigs, there's no way we could keep up our grades and being all such, conscientious students as we were.
We were scholars, for sure.
Right.
Scholars, for sure.
Didn't feel that we could... really do both jobs.
We were cutting ourselves too thin, for sure.
That's right. Definitely.
What I found to be really interesting, though, as I was talking with Warren and getting a little more background on it, Bob never studied music before you got into the band, right?
Right.
And how all of a sudden did you decide to pick up the guitar and start playing?
I didn't really pick it up. As a matter of fact, a deaf mute gave me that guitar down on Division Street. And I guess, it was kind of like I saw the light. He gave me the guitar, and from then on, it's a Cinderella tale.
And if you believe that, he'll sell you some land down there in Florida.
I do have some land down here. My dad sells some.
Nice property, too.
Nice property, right down there in the Everglades.
Yeah, right.
Did he sell you the 500-foot stilts for your house? Okay, we've got callers on the line right now, and they'd like to ask you some questions. If there are other people out there, you've got a question for the band Force, please make it one question per person, please, so we can get as many on, because they only have a short time here before they have to go back and do their next set. The number is 456-1340, and you're on the line with Force. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Who's this?
From Kalamazoo.
You're calling from Kalamazoo?
Yeah.
All right.
And I just heard both of your songs, and I'm really, really impressed. I was just like, I've never heard you before, but I'm really sorry I'm not in Florida right now.
Mm-hmm. We wish you were down here, too.
Really?
What I wanted to know was, who inspired you?
Who inspires us?
Yeah.
Oh, you would be if you were down here right now.
Oh, I've heard some lines before.
I know, Ogie, you were just ready to do that one, right?
Yes, I was.
Good one, Bob. Good.
Oh, I don't know. We all have... What's good about this band is that we all have kind of varied interests,
Mm-hmm.
So, I like... it's hard to say, I really like the blues. I love B.B. King. I love Duane Allman. But I like stuff like Steely Dan, and I like hardcore rock and like AC/DC, so.
Yeah.
You name it, I like it. What do you like, Tom?
I like everything. I was inspired by the Beatles, I guess, you might say,
Yeah, yeah.
I was a Beatle fan all my life, and I still am.
That's great.
But if it's good music, I like it, It doesn't make any difference who it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks a lot. I'm just really impressed. I'm overwhelmed, You guys are really going to make it big.
Thanks a lot. We look forward to seeing you. Come back in when we're back up in Michigan. Pop in and tell us that you're the girl that calls from Kalamazoo.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Taking
Thank you
care
for
of
calling
business.
The Monday morning dating service again.
once again, we've set up the guys. Last week, somebody called up Charlie Hume. No, it was when we had somebody else on. It was really funny.
Yeah, we did the Monday morning dating service then, too. I wondered how everything came out.
15% probably.
No, more than that.
You haven't seen our contracts yet.
Not yet.
These are expensive.
Definitely. We've got more calls coming in, so let's take as many as we can right now. You're on the line talking to Force. How you doing?
Bobby.
Hi.
Hi.
Who's this?
This is Red's mom.
Hi, Lee.
I'm fine. Just wanted to tell all of you hello, and we're waiting for you to come back to Michigan.
Oh, Lee, we miss you guys, too.
Really?
Okay.
Everyone down here is having a good time, but we wish we were up there with some of that good home cooking.
Well, you'll get it when you get back. You know that.
How's Bill doing?
He's doing fine.
Great. Well, give our love to everybody up there.
Okay, we'll do, Bob.
They're rocking their socks off soon.
Oh, I hope so.
Okay.
Get your album out, baby. We need it.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Another hometown hello, huh?
Just like coming home, right?
Yeah, just like coming home. We got a lot more calls here, so we'll take another one for
a
you.
A lot cheaper, though.
Yes. You're on the line with Force. Good morning.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on.
Yeah, this is Tom Mathers, and I'm from Grand Rapids, Michigan, you know, and I just moved down here from Mount Pleasant.
Alright.
And, I'd like, you know, I'm a big Forest fan, and I just wondered what's the best way to get a hold of some connections, you know, for musicians around here. What's the easiest way?
Tough question. Bob, you got an answer for that?
Not me. I guess probably,
hang out in the bars.
Yeah, bar bands are, you know, it seems like they're always looking for somebody. Bar bands are never satisfied with who they have for some reason. I don't know why.
Just put the word out.
Yeah. The best thing to do is just keep jamming with people, because that's the only way that you do it, you know? Got to keep playing every day. And the best way to play is when you're, you know, jamming with other people, because playing with records gets a little old after a while, you know? You know how that goes, probably, right?
Yeah, it sounds great. You know, it's about what I'm doing right now. I'm making a few connections down here. You probably heard Jim Stanley.
Yeah.
You know Jim Stanley? I take a class with him in electronics. You know, I'm making a few connections, you know, but I appreciate your advice there. Thank you.
Great, man. Do it up.
Thanks for calling.
Keep on rocking, man.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Got a lot of people who want to call you this morning, guys.
Right. One thing I would like to say, you know, as you're calling in, and once you get on the line and we put you on hold, why don't you just reach over there and turn down your radio, because we are on a delay and it's going to kind of screw us up, especially when we're sitting here hearing double in the old headphones. So turn down that radio and you'll be able to hear just perfectly. Talk to him just like you called him yourself.
Okay. Got another call for you guys? You're talking to Forrest. How you doing?
Okay.
Good. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Ski?
Oh, who's this?
Yeah, this is Jim.
All right, how you doing, Jim? This is Bob.
Jim?
Bob.
Ormiston?
Yeah, Big Chuck and I from GR.
How's it going?
All right, what's happening?
Oh, not...
You guys are sounding pretty good.
Thank you.
Yeah, tell Skeet, man, when he comes back, cruise up to GR, huh?
Oh, I'm sure he'll be in that area.
No? Yeah, we're going to be down there. You know, we hit the old Green Apple. That's
hot. Yeah, right. Sounds real good. Okay, well, thanks for talking with me, huh?
Okay, man, do it up.
Thanks for calling.
Yep.
Thanks for calling. We've got a couple more minutes here before these guys got to get back on the bandstand, so to speak, without Dick Clark. And if you got a question, please forward it to us, 456-1340, and you're on the line right now with Forrest.
Hey, Tom?
Yeah?
When are you guys going to be coming back home, man?
It looks like in May, I believe, there, Scott.
What is this, a personal program?
Yeah.
Hey, listen, we want to know when you guys are going to come back up here and chow down on some of that good prime rib back in Michigan.
With an offer like that, I might have to fly home tomorrow. Who knows, you know?
Bring a couple tickets for Kim and I, all right?
Well, we miss you a lot, and we're really looking for that.
And everybody from LAV will meet down at the Edge and just have a big dinner.
There we go.
What time was that again?
That's dialing.
That sounds good, man. We're looking for your album, and we're really looking forward to seeing you come home soon.
All right.
Thanks
for calling.
Okay, we'll talk to you later.
Okay, take care.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We're going to take one more call here for you guys and let you get back to your business at hand.
Put them in action.
Okay. I just have one more comment I want to make. Your music sounds really tight, and you're doing a lot for the music business, and you're doing a lot to promote music in Western Michigan, so keep it up, okay?
Thanks a lot,
Ovi. Okay, here's one more call for you, and then we'll let you get going. You're on the air with Force.
Yeah, Forrest?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, pretty good. I'm calling up here from Muskegon.
All right.
Yeah, I seen you guys about a year ago, and you played up here at Pulaski Lodge.
Yeah, the old Pulaski Lodge. We do nothing but the big places up there.
No, really. Yeah, I'm in a band, too, and we're called Rampage.
Sure.
And I was wondering, do you guys still use your flame pods?
No, we don't use those anymore.
That's what we're starting to use those. And I was wondering exactly what kind of ball powder you guys were using for that. Do you know?
Boy, I don't know.
You'd have to ask the road crew that one. That's for sure.
Right now, we kind of got out of that whole thing. We're just doing hardcore rock and roll. And we're just kind of trying to let our show do the talking now, because and that kind of stuff. That gets a little bit old, you know. It's definitely effective, you know. People in the bars love it, but...
Uh-huh.
You can just let the music do the talking, that's the way to go.
Yeah, one of my favorite songs you guys done is Too Young to Drink. I heard that when you guys were up here at Pulaski, and it just blew my mind.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Really? Yeah, well, thanks a lot for talking to me, and keep rocking and rolling.
All right. You too, man.
Yep.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks a lot. Well, we got to take care of some other business here, too, and get you guys back up on the bandstand. I want to thank you guys for taking the time out to talk to us all the way from Fort Lauderdale. It's the people from Force. Band members include Bob Friss, leader of the band, lead guitar vocalist, Skeeter Farrell on drums, also known as Skeet, and Tom Manley, lead and rhythm guitar, also backup vocalist, and Brian Budzinski, otherwise known as Bud. Guys, thank you for taking your time.
Okay, we appreciate the call down here, and why don't you guys hop the next flight and come down and do it up with us.
You got a deal.
We're going to try to work that up with Warren right now, so.
So why don't you throw Warren on the line?
Okay, we're going to go down and play some rock and roll, so here's Warren, okay?
Okay.
Hey, thanks for being
with us,
guys.
Thanks for being with us, guys.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
You
bye-bye.
Too. Bye-bye. We'll get talking to Warren Wyatt here in just a second from Force. Right now we're listening to another tune from their upcoming album. Quite possibly this will be on there. This is a tune called First Thoughts from Force, and you're listening to The Rocker, 97 WLAV-FM, Grand Rapids, the Monday morning music magazine. Music magazine along with Kim Wyatt. It's interesting, that point and the point that Force brought up, that Bob brought up.
Right, and right now we're going to go to the point where we're going to ask the manager what it's like to manage a band that's on the road to making it.
Good morning, Wyatt.
Warren.
Hello.
Hello, Warren. I'm going with Wyatt because there are two Wyatts here, Kim Wyatt, and we're talking with Warren Wyatt, the manager of the band Force. How are you this morning?
Pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Just great. That's an interesting aspect. Did you hear the Johnny Cougar thing?
Yeah, I heard that just now.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting because he brought up the same point that Bob had brought up, that making it as a musician isn't as tangible as, say, laying concrete, because every day you can go home and say you've done your job and you've seen something tangible happen. You find that in the music business, that it isn't all that tangible every day.
That's true. Every time you start out, you got to keep going up, because if you stay the same, if you try and rest for a day or two in this business, then people pass you up, so you're moving backwards. So if you're not continually climbing towards some goal, then you're moving backwards.
So how does a person like you, who becomes the manager of a band, get them motivated?
Well, the first thing is a lot of managerial relationships aren't based on friendship. I've talked to people and read articles and things where people have said that if you're a friend, you can't be a manager, but I don't think that's true. The way we operate is friendship and honesty, and I inspire them. I look over what happens with the band from time to time. I'm not on the road with them all the time. I live in New York City now, so I can surround myself with the music business more readily there. But when I am on the road with the band or talking to them on the phone from a distant location or something, I just try to always be positive. I give positive criticism. I give positive reinforcement whenever anything good happens. I try and push the band in the right direction rather than, a negative criticism type attitude. And just keep them moving. Just keep them inspired, because, sometimes when you're right involved in a project every day, you lose sight of the whole thing. I can stand back at any time and take a look at where Force is heading and where each individual member is contributing or where they're lacking. And this oversight of the whole thing is something that each individual member can't do for themselves. And that's the interior part of the management of the band.
Warren, isn't there times, though that, with all the positive reinforcement that you've actually thrown in, that you just feel like kicking them right in the butt and going, hey, look, it's wrong, I've tried to talk with you about it, let's try it this way.
Hey, there's times you jump up and down and scream, but I find with Force, I've worked with other bands before, Force is a band that I get response from. I don't ask them to do menial tasks, I explain my actions and I ask them to do things and to work with me in a certain way. And I find that they do. They respect my opinion. They work with me. I respect their opinions on things, and I work with them. And that's the only way it can be.
Are there times when members of the band or the band itself comes up to you and say, look, we've been waiting for something to happen for so long, and you keep on telling us that this might happen and this might happen and this might happen. What's really going to happen?
No, never really, because we set